Welcome back. Tonight, we're going to move through the criminal law. We started with what criminal law is, what its purposes are, and some definitions. Then we moved into punishments and gradations of crimes. And we're going to wrap this up tonight with what are the common law felonies. Remember, common law, a felony was a crime which carried with it a capital offense. And there are certain common law felonies, and we'll discuss through all those. A misdemeanor was a lower level crime, did not carry with it a capital crime, and you couldn't kill the person for committing that. And those were lower level offenses. So as you may remember, we're going to talk about the common law felonies and then current day criminal statutes. Let's jump in. Common law felonies. Remember that at common law, the crimes were determined by cases and controversy precedent, whereby judges would apply precedent to past cases that they had before. And if you were found that you had the elements under common law of a felony offense, you had the potential of having the judge sentence you to forfeit your life and have the possible penalty of death. These were the most serious of crimes. Misdemeanors, on the other hand, at common law, were less serious offenses, and they carried with them short-term imprisonment. Today, as we said, even though we're a common law jurisdiction in the United States, our law has evolved. And what we've done today for the criminal law, for both procedures as well as substance, we have codified these criminal laws created not only the substantive criminal law, but the procedural criminal law. And we've also carried with those offenses, the defenses that you have to criminal law, those are all contained within statutes today. And the penal laws were the common law criminal standards exist today. That's where they've been codified into statute, and the New York State penal law carries all of the criminal law. The New York State criminal procedure laws, where all the procedures rest. Now, there are some federal criminal offenses under the United States Code, which is a statute under federal law. Most relate to federal issues. They're not as broadly based as they are in the common law and in the state law. State law covers everything, whereas the federal law is of limited jurisdiction. Federal crimes include crimes against federal officials, or terrorism, or bank robbery, or tax evasion, wire fraud, mail fraud, counterfeiting, where you make money that only the government can do, the federal government can do, drug trafficking, treason. Those are examples of federal crimes, and they're very limited in what they can prosecute. They're very serious crimes, and of course, many of them are felonies, but at the end of the day, they're very limited as far as scope. The common law in New York, very broad in scope, a lot of crimes, and most of the criminal behavior that you would think is a state crime. Indeed, a lot of these federal crimes will cross over to a corresponding state crime too. You have both of that. Now, they can be, the New York State still has a death penalty. It has not been enforced since it has been codified. It was the last person who was executed in New York was in 1963. In the late 1960s, the Court of Appeals of the New York State, as well as the United States Supreme Court, had a findings respectively that said that the capital punishment was a violation of the United States and New York state constitutions, being a crime, being a punishment which was violative of the provisions for extreme and cruel and unusual punishment. So they struck those crimes, they struck down the punishments of the death penalty in the late 1960s. That those cases were revisited, and in the United States Supreme Court in the late 1970s reversed itself and said that federal crimes as well as state crimes that carried capital punishment were not cruel and unusual pursuant to the prohibition in the United States Constitution, and that you could have, under certain circumstances, under very serious procedural guidelines where you could make sure that you didn't have mistaken findings, that you could have bring back the death penalty. In the late 70s, early 80s, through to the 90s, you had a huge increase in crime in New York State, literally thousands of murders a year in the city of New York alone. A gubernatorial election turned primarily on the issue of the death penalty. The incumbent governor, Mario Cuomo, refused to sign the death penalty, even though it was passed overwhelmingly, repeatedly by the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans voting for it. And he would veto it every year. And the veto override would come within one or two votes of succeeding, and it would go down. So there was a election held in 1994, and one of the principal issues of that race was, should we bring back the death penalty in New York? And George Pataki, who was the candidate against Mario Cuomo, ran on, we need to bring back the death penalty. And that was one of the major issues in the campaign, and Pataki won. And the next year, in 1995, the legislature passed the death penalty, and it was signed into law. Now, the death penalty that we have on the New York State books was then shortly thereafter, in the late 90s, declared as unconstitutional, as violative of the New York State Constitution on a different basis. Not that it was cruel and unusual, but that the dual jury system that it's set up, because it has a system where once you're convicted pursuant to a jury trial, there's a second trial on whether you should get the death penalty. And the way that that was procedurally was constructed, the Court of Appeals found that it was violative of the state constitution and it has to be corrected. Since that occurred, there's been a significant since the death penalty was enacted originally in 1995, there's been a significant decrease in the number of crimes, particularly the number of murders in the city of New York. The numbers went from thousands of a year to a few hundred a year. And as a result of that, there hasn't been the push in the state legislature. And since 1995, they haven't passed it again. They came close to passing the reform that would constitute what the Court of Appeals said you had to do to correct the death penalty, because they did in the opinion on whether or not they were going to correct it. Legislature has not gotten together to pass that reform and the new death penalty. The state assembly was opposed to those changes because they didn't want to bring back the death penalty. The state assembly has a 2-to-1 majority downstate, and rather left of center people have decided that they did not want the death penalty, even though they were the ones that actually voted for it in 1995, things change. And as a result of that, even though you have a death penalty on the books in New York State, it has been declared as unconstitutional until they do that fix, or until the courts revisit it and say, okay, this is our right. At the end of the day, that has not been tested since, and no district attorney in the state has brought a capital charge since that Court of Appeals cases occurred. So as a result of that, we, even though we have a death penalty in New York State, it hasn't been used. So, and as I said, the last person executed in New York State was 1963 under the one that got, under the death penalty that was enacted before the 1995 law. So that's where we are in today's capital offenses in New York State. You do have a death penalty under federal law. It has been used repeatedly. Other states across the United States do have death penalties. They do execute people today. Most of the time, you get executed for very, very serious murders, things like mass murders. And New York's death penalty on the books from 95 is limited. It's not every murder that gets it. It is acts of terrorism. When you torture somebody and you murder them, there's very limited circumstances. Serial killers, things of that nature, can be put to death under New York State's law. But again, it's been held procedurally to be unconstitutional. That's the same kind of thing federally. It's very limited. You get it for terrorism. You get it for drug trafficking, certain drug trafficking, you know, cartel-like murders, things like that. You have that under federal law. Okay. Common law, they had a series of crimes that would constitute a felony. And under common law, if you were convicted of one of these crimes, the court could sentence you to death. And a lot of that had to do whether or not they would sentence you to death, particularly on a crime that was not murder. It was generally had to be a horrific murder to sentence you to death. You know, common everyday murder that did not have extreme circumstances generally got life imprisonment. But under common law, any one of these crimes could carry with it the death penalty. And how do you remember the common law felonies? Because they carry through today. They're also all felonies under New York State law. There is one exception. Sodomy is now classified in another category just for political purposes. It is still a crime. The predicate acts that you would commit with sodomy is still a crime. They just don't call it that anymore. But all these crimes are, and all the predicate acts for these crimes are felonies under New York State law. Let's go through each one of them. How do you remember them? Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, murder, rape, manslaughter, robbery, sodomy, larceny, arson, mayhem, and burglary. Mr. and Mrs. Lamb are the list of common law felonies. They're felonies still today, common law. You would forfeit your life. Today, most of them just carry very long prison terms. Let's talk about each one of these. Now, a common law, and a lot of these slides will give you what the definition is today under New York State law. We're going to talk in conjunction on that. I don't expect anybody to remember all these definitions of each of the crimes, other than the differences between what these predicate acts are. Murder, obviously, is the worst crime you can do because you take away the life of someone. At common law, murder was the intentional killing of a human being. If you killed a cow, it's not murder. It's got to be an intentional killing. It's got to be intentional. Killing of a human being with malice aforethought. That means it's got to be premeditated. You got to think of it. Under New York State, they have a much more modern definition. It says a person's guilty of murder when intent to cause the death of another person. They cause the death of that person or a third person. And you have different predicate acts. You can do that with depraved indifference to human life and engaging in reckless conduct, which creates the grave risk of death to them. Or you can do what is called a common law felony murder. And that is if you commit a felony and someone dies, even though you didn't have the intent of killing that person, you had the intent of committing the felony. Felony murder is also murder under the definition. At common law, it could be two, but under New York state law, they put it directly in the statute of murder. And felony murder wasn't always murder under common law. It is murder under New York state law. And murder in New York state carries a penalty of 25 years to life in prison. Rape is when a person engages in sexual intercourse with another person by forcible compulsion. You force that person to engage in sexual intercourse against their permission, against their will. And it can also be when the person is incapable of consent, if the person is restrained, if the person is in a facility, such as they're in a hospital or they're in a facility which they don't have free range of movement. If a prison guard has intercourse with an inmate, even if it's consensual, it doesn't matter. They're physically unable to consent because of the fact that they're not physically able to give that consent. Highest degree of rape in New York State is with a person less than 11 years old. If you engage in sexual intercourse with a person 11 years of age or younger, that is rape. Why? That person cannot give consent. The age of consent is in New York State is 16. Other states it's lower, other states it's higher. But in New York State, if you have intercourse with a person less than 16, that is rape. It's not first degree rape, which this is this category. It is what is known as statutory rape, and it's still rape under the law. Rape under New York state law is 15 years to 25, depending on what the categorization is. Manslaughter. Mr. and Mrs. Manslaughter is the first M and Mrs. Rape is the first R and Mr. Murder is the first M. Manslaughter. A person is guilty of manslaughter with an intent to cause physical injury to a person. They cause the death of such person. So if I hit you in the face and I only wish to hit you in the face and you fall on your back and hit your head and die, that's manslaughter. I didn't mean to kill you, but I did mean to hit you. Also, when I have such extreme emotional disturbance, I come home and find my significant other in the arms of another person, and I get so enraged and go crazy, and I shoot them both with a shotgun. Well, that is manslaughter, because I didn't plan out their deaths, unlike what you need for murder, which is malice aforethought. You don't need that element in manslaughter. You only mean to kill them, which you did. You grabbed the shotgun and killed them. As a result of that, that person is guilty of manslaughter. Now, what is robbery? Robbery is simple. Robbery is forcible stealing. A person commits robbery when they steal property, they take by larceny with force. So I'm stealing property of another person by either overcoming their resistance or compelling them to deliver up the property to me. It's forcible stealing. So if I put a knife to your throat and say, give me your wallet, that's robbery because I'm taking that property from you by force. Sodomy. Sodomy is still, the predicate acts are still within the penal law. They don't call it that anymore because it got mixed up in whether or not it had a bad name for gay relations. But at the end of the day, it's still a crime under New York state law. And you engage in deviant sexual intercourse, which is not regular sexual intercourse. I don't have to get into the differences of that, but you do it by forcible compulsion. So basically you're raping someone in a different orifice than with traditional sexual intercourse. That is still rape under the penal law. It is still a sexual offense, which constitutes a felony. They just don't call it sodomy anymore, but it is a crime. It was a crime in common law, and it was a crime that was punishable by death. What is larceny? Larceny is stealing property without forcible compulsion. You can do it by trick. You can do it by having the other person not know it. You can do it by fraud. There's lots of ways to commit larceny. It's basically stealing. So any way that you steal something, whether it be by extortion, whether it be by trick, larceny by trick, you fool somebody, or any manner of obtaining or withholding another's property without their consent, that's larceny. Arson. Arson is when you intentionally damage a building or a motor vehicle by causing either an explosion or fire. Now, obviously, in common law, motor vehicle was not included within this category. That's a more modern incarnation. But in New York State, they include motor vehicle by that. They also include explosion in addition to fire. Traditionally, under common law, arson was when you burnt the building down. Under today's law, you can blow it up. You can burn it down. If you do that, then you are guilty of arson. Now, arson can also be constitute felony murder. Because if you burn a building down, which is a felony, which is arson, and someone dies, that's murder, because even though you didn't have the intent to kill them, you've committed murder because that's felony murder. You commit the felony, you have the intent to commit the felony, and a person dies. So that can be categorized together with two crimes, arson and felony murder, if somebody dies. Mayhem. Mayhem, as opposed to some of these other crimes, which were crimes of individual victims, mayhem was defined as a crime purposely against the state. And that's what today it is, first degree assault, which is also a felony under New York state law. But at common law, it was designed as a crime against the king, whereby it was the intentional disfigurement of any part of the male body, not the female body, useful in time of war. So if I turn around a common law and cut off your trigger finger and you couldn't use that to fire a gun anymore, that was mayhem. And that was a capital offense that you could do. If I cut off your ears, that wouldn't necessarily be mayhem. Why? Because of the fact that you could still hear, and it was a disfigurement, which would be viewed as an assault or a battery at common law, but it wasn't viewed as the capital offense of mayhem. Today, it doesn't have to be a man. If I do a disfigurement of a female, that is still a mayhem, which is categorized as first degree assault under our penal law. And it doesn't have to be useful in time of war. It can basically be they separate you from any other part of your body, which is the disfigurement part. So, if I turn around and carve a swastika in your cheek, that didn't constitute mayhem at common law. Why? Because it didn't prevent you from being a soldier or a sailor. But today, obviously, that would be at least first degree assault. Why? Because I'm disfiguring a person. Burglary. Burglary is larceny generally in a structure, but there's a different component, and it does not have to involve stealing. So let's talk about what burglary is: that you knowingly enter or remain unlawfully in a dwelling with the intent to commit a crime there. So usually the intent to commit a crime is stealing, but it could be other things. If you decided that you wanted to break the vase with a baseball bat, that's burglary. So as long as you intended to commit a crime therein, that constitutes enough for burglary. Now, in common law, there was an additional element that you needed to prove burglary. You had to break in at night. Today it's any hour of the day, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is to either knowingly enter or remain unlawfully inside the dwelling. It's got to be a dwelling with the intent to commit a crime therein. That is the elements, Mr. and Mrs. Lamb. And those are the common law felonies. Remember, Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, you might see it again on an exam. We're now on to a very scary and important case. If you go to law school, this will be the first case you learn in criminal law. We'll see you back shortly. Thanks so much.